Linda Pisano heads Indiana University's costume design program. Working with the directors of theater productions, she and a crew of needle wizards design the clothes that help transform actors into heroes, villains, and jesters.
The director is the final visionary, I always call them. I always laugh about this, but I always call them the captain of the ship, and we are the navigators.
And like captains, directors can only go so far alone.
Say a character has to walk on stage. He has to walk on stage and have a big impact. Well, the director does everything they can. They bring them their upstage, center, and come right down center stage. And that's what the director can do to create a really big impact for that actor's entrance. Well, my job is then to have the costume help them make that impact really, really important.
After meeting with the director, they make renderings. Those are sketches they draw of each character in their costumes. These renderings get pretty specific. Linda showed renderings with so many details: jewelry, shoes, hairstyles, makeup. Sometimes it's the easily overlooked details that really help give a scene its spark.
And so to enhance the moment, the dramatic moment, he's able to take a pair of gloves off. So as he takes each finger out of his gloves, he says a line, and suddenly it has so much more impact, and it's very dramatic. Whether it's dramatic or comic, I don't know. But that's the way the costume can suddenly enhance a moment.
But the folks in the costume studio also have to make sure the actors can even get from one dramatic moment to the next. Some costume changes between scenes can last only a few seconds.
And then the technologists in the costume studio have to quick rig things, Velcro and snaps. So you may see someone in a beautiful, beautiful period gown with, that looks like it would take three servants to put on, when in fact it might have a Velcro closure down the back because she has a 30-second change.
That said, these guys don't skimp on quality. One woman takes me aside to tell me so.
My name is Walayadi Mohani Wally. And then nobody can pronounce it, so they pronounce it Wally.
Wally is sewing a pair of pinstriped slacks.
Everything is hand-stitched.
Why hand-stitched?
Because quality.
Not only does the costume studio design for Indiana University, but also for Brown County's month-long productions. Wally says that's why these costumes have to be well-made. They've got to last. And for good workmanship, you have to put in the time.
Nobody realized that, costume, it takes a lot of time. Like some dress, it can take you like 2 full weeks, right? 3 full weeks. Just one dress.
The care and attention they give to the costumes can bring about some pretty creative stuff, like when Linda and her co-workers were designing the perfect suit for the Cat in the Hat.
It was determined that he would have a tailored black tailcoat as part of his character, and we were trying to humanize it. We didn't want to abstract it into the cat animal, but we wanted to emulate the quality of that, and we wanted to give the actor many, many options for movement to emulate the quality of a cat.
That means no whiskers, no ears, no claws. So they had to take cues from believable human dress and alter it.
So in designing that, instead of traditional tails that you would find on a black tuxedo tailcoat, we turned it into a literal one tail, like a cat's tail. And so that's not something you can buy in a tuxedo store. That had to be tailored. And that's where Laura came in and figured out, well, how do you construct a tailcoat with a tail?
Laura Sutherland Barrick works with Linda as the costume studio's cutter draper. She sees the renderings and works with different fabrics to make the costumes happen.
So she's cutting this out. She's draping it on a form. She's doing whatever she needs to do to create this interesting tail. So we created this tail that curved around and around, and it was a red and white striped lining in it because that's a color of the Cat in the Hat.
Oh, that is the time for the Cat in the Hat.
And the cat in the hat. There's a lot of careful study that goes on in the costume studio. Linda says a good deal of research is needed to satisfy audience members' keen eyes.
They understand a basic silhouette. An audience member may not know that they understand that, but they have some visual history in their own mind.
She says that each one of us has created pictures in our minds of, say, post-World War II from paintings, movies, photographs, and sculptures we've all seen.
What you don't want to do as a designer or as a technologist is ever have the audience distracted by poor costuming. Because once they're distracted by poor costuming, they're drawn out of the magic of the production or of the story. They become detached.
For WFIU's Artworks, this is Megan Meyer.